Hi, I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement at KXCI Community Radio. Today, I'm here with Victor Retegin. He is the Chapter Director, and Maya Martin is the Alumni Marketing and Public Relations Coordinator for Camp Kesem at the University of Arizona. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
So Kesem is a nonprofit that supports children through and beyond their parents' cancer journey. And our big mission is to support as many children as possible by providing free year-round services to them. In 2019, our first chapter directors, we use camp names, so Sprinkles and Gigawatt, started our chapter, and we're about 6 years old now. And how it works is we start out as a club on campus, and we're affiliated with the national organization that is Kesem. We're ASUA affiliated, and we are also affiliated with the College of Agriculture, Life, and Environmental Sciences. If any students from the U of A are curious, you can find us through those sources as well. We support children ages 6 to 18 or until they graduate high school. So if that happens later, they're still more than welcome.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
Students fundraise throughout the year, as well as trying to get grants and other sources of financial support. And then it all leads up to one big camp at the end of the summer that is 1 week long, and it is completely free to all of our campers and their families. And here at the University of Arizona, we support about 30 families.
Our organization works towards our mission of supporting children through and beyond their parents' cancer through a free week-long summer camp. And this camp provides an escape for children who are dealing with the stresses of having a parent or family member with cancer. And it is a week full of fun that gives children the chance to feel empowered and create a really strong community between each other and their counselors. Throughout the year, we also have year-round support services such as Friends and Family Days, which is a chance to connect with our campers twice a year during two different events. And we also send out birthday cards for our campers' birthdays, as well as have other resources for our campers' families.
Can you share a highlight of one of your programs?
The first story that comes to mind is actually from one of my first camps as director. We had a long week as director. I'm also administrative staff at camp. So I was really stressed out and I was really tired by the last day. One of our teen campers came up to me. His name's Wizard, and he goes, "Wildflower, I just wanted to let you know that this was the best week of my life." And it just meant so much to me because I was so tired and stressed. But it really just told me why we should support Kesem and support organizations like that, because it really does make an impact, and we might not see it every day. We might not even see it right away.
Do you have any events coming up that you want to talk about?
Yes, on April 27th, we have a big event coming up called our Make the Magic Gala, and it will be at the Monica in Tucson. And this is an annual semi-formal event where we have dinner and have guest speakers sharing their stories with Kesem, and a lot of opportunities to fundraise and support Kesem, and doors open at 5 p.m.
Yeah, and another fundraising event that we have coming up is our spring fundraising event. It'll happen the week of May 13th. And we're going to be doing a big fundraising push where we'll be selling merch, we'll be doing a partnership with Krispy Kreme, and we'll just be trying to get as much funds as we can to make camp happen, which is June 2nd to the 6th this year.
How can people find out more about Camp Kesem?
People can find more about us by visiting our Instagram page, which is Kesem_UArizona. Or by visiting our website at kesem.org.
Thank you both so much for being here today and sharing about Camp Kesem.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.